Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Hello?
You're late.
Remember I had to open that bank account?
Yeah, but I thought you were going to open a Republic Bank account online.
Wait, you mean I could open an account online?
Yes, using your phone, tablet, or computer, it's called Republic Onboard.
If you told me that this morning, I could have saved hours.
New and existing customers can open a Republic Bank account online and save time. Choose Republic Onboard today. Check RepublicGuyana.com for more information.
So it's your fault I'm late.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Afternoon, pick two in the evening, pick two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Previously on Murondoy, Coretta turned Sunny and Bibi's peaceful morning walk into another ugly talk name session, hinting at something suspicious about Kavita and Sharona's closeness, and painting Sharona as someone who used people to get ahead. Sunny and Bibi pushed back and did not entertain Coretta for long, but the poison was already in the air. Meanwhile, Joy called Pepper, claiming she had seen Simon heading into a lab with baby Caleb, then planted the idea that he may have taken the child behind Pepper's back for a DNA test. Shaken, Pepper was left wondering whether her husband was secretly trying to confirm Caleb's paternity. As we return to Murondoy, Mala gets more than she bargained for at the Sings shop.
Mrs. Sunny?
Miss Bibi? Morning.
Morning, gal.
Mala? How you doing?
I'm okay.
Come sit down, man.
All right.
I wear this new color you put in your hair now.
Miss Bibi, you like it? It's purple.
Yeah, man, it look good.
That's what Anil said too.
Ina look bad?
You know you have to change it up sometimes, huh?
Are you young people, me tell you. Anyway, gal, me ask you for come over so Abby can talk about this thing.
What's up, Miss Bibi?
You don't understand me and Sonny running to Coretta at the community center ground when Abby do a little morning exercise?
It's what she do now.
Ah, patience, gal, patience.
She says she been by them gal boutique.
Oh, so she criticized the clothes they're selling, right?
Well, a little bit, but it's not that me want to talk about.
She buy anything?
Buy what? All Coretta could buy is more talk me.
Ay.
Gal, you not understand? This woman is to tell Abby how things looking suspicious with Kavita and Sharona.
Suspicious how?
Man, she a try for say, like them two gal de.
What?
Me don't tell Sonny me no want for talk to Coretta no more, you know. She too wicked.
For a big woman, Miss Bibi, she like to wash him out on young people too much.
I you not see she can't get peace in her life? She husband move out and left she. The girl move out and left she. Now when the girl been a live with she, the girl used to give she money every time she get pee. She even come in the shop and boast up to me and Sonny about how the girl give she money and how the girl a good girl.
Now, when things not go she way, the girl are the worst person in the world.
Coretta wanted Sharona to keep the baby and the whole story come because the girl choose to have an abortion.
Why Coretta behaving like if the girl body is she body?
Miss Baby, she was hoping that the girl keep the baby and lock off Frederick money. She was thinking that she would benefit.
Shawam parasite.
Imagine somebody forcing you to keep a baby when you know you can't. And another woman at that.
I ain't saying that I won't be glad to get my first grandchild, but the circumstances, it wasn't right. Kimala and Sharona, they're young and they got plenty time for make more children.
I hope Kimala do do.
Yeah, all right, Mrs. Sunny.
What if the boy hear the rumor what Coretta spread, man?
Me wonder how Kimala would feel.
I don't think anything going on between Kavita and Sharona, but even though was the case, it's none of Coretta's business.
She just take everybody's business and make them she own. She worse us than Sister Patsy.
Like them put she so.
But you think it got any truth in it, Marla?
Well, Miss Bibi, Kavita and Sharona, you know, they close.
Yeah. But doesn't mean that they're in a relationship.
And even if that is the case, it's nobody's business.
So you got to ask Kavita about it.
Mrs. Sunny, I don't know, man. It's a sensitive topic.
Me agree.
People like Coretta just make it worse for people in the kind of relationships. Sometimes persons ain't ready, you know, to disclose in public, and people like her would just start rumors and cause stigma and discrimination.
Me agree, man. But why we can't treat them like anybody else? Why? It got to be a big thing for people to talk about.
And you know what she doing could end up being bad for Sharona and Kavita's business. True or not true, some people will not want to support the business because they will say it's gay people.
Exactly.
I hope that Coretta don't make no harm come to Kavita and Sharona.
Look, it's time people wake up and accept that everybody is not the same. You might not agree with somebody's lifestyle, but you should respect them. And they don't have to suffer because of it.
That would go through some people's ears and blue zoom come out the next.
You know, Mrs. Sunny, there's a lot of homophobia here in Guyana. Sometimes when you hear some of the things that people just say about the LGBT people, man, you would think that they don't deserve to live.
Discrimination.
Man, somebody got to stop Coretta with your nonsense. Because me sure is not me and Sonny alone should attack in this thing too.
Probably, it don't spread all over the village.
I'm so worried now.
Marla, look, just call she and tell she for keep your picnic name out your mouth.
Mrs. Sunny, Miss Bibi, you know, a lot of women have been sexually assaulted already because of their sexuality.
What do you mean, Marla?
Mrs. Annie, look, we don't know who living here in Murundi. Yes, this is a village where you find people of all races and all backgrounds, but not all of them would be accepting of LGBT people.
Even if it's just a rumor.
Next thing, somebody decide to go in the boutique and assault them girls now.
You need to get to the bottom of this, Marla. Talk to Kavita and Sharona Force.
But Mr. Sunny, suppose that they are together and they ain't ready for nobody know about it. I don't want it to be a case that they feel pressured.
You're right.
And if that is true, I want Kavita to tell me in her own time.
But this rumor will turn out to be even worse. If what Coretta is saying is not true. Like you said, some people will believe it and not support the boutique.
Somebody got to talk to Coretta. Enough now, man. Is everybody she gonna talk about? Everybody? She need to stop she wickedness.
I will confront she. I ain't gonna sit around unless she spread rumors about me daughter. True or not, I don't want Kavita and Sharona to be targeted.
Marla, Coretta need to be stopped before the wrong people hear and they attack them girl.
She gonna stop, Mrs. Sunny. She will stop. Look, when I meet she and I tell she what I got to tell she will stop.
Look how Caleb watching you, Marla. It's like he love you or something.
Yes, yeah, Pepper. Babies always like me. And after the visit I just had with Mrs. Sunny and Miss BB, girl, look, I needed something to lift my mood.
What happened?
Man, I can tell you just now. All right.
Hey, baby, Caleb. Oh my gosh, you're so big. Look at you.
You see? He's talking to you, girl.
His face changing, huh, Peppa?
He's looking more and more like Simon.
Mm-hmm.
Simon's seeing this, right?
Girl, he ain't said nothing.
But things still good with y'all, right?
Yeah, man. But there's something I need to talk to him about.
Oh, what?
Joy called me.
Oh, gosh, not she. What she want?
She didn't want nothing. She called to give me information.
Information? Information about what?
It's not about what. It's who? Simon.
Peppa, look, I hope that you don't believe anything that woman says, eh? You know she forever trying to break up you and Simon.
I know.
What she said, though?
She said how she sees Simon going in the lab with Caleb and how the lab just do DNA tests.
What?
Yes.
Wait, man. Wait. So out of all the people for see Simon, she's the one?
That is it.
Peppa, hold on. How does it sound to you?
Girl, I don't know if it's true.
But do you believe it?
I don't want to believe it, but somewhere at the back of my mind, I'm thinking it might be true.
Peppa, listen, you shouldn't let Joy set you up. You know it's how long now she want to break up, y'all?
I know.
She would say anything.
I know, and that's why I'm bringing it up with Simon yet.
All right, think about this, right? How she would be there at the exact time when Simon was going in the lab with Caleb?
Unless she was following him.
Girl, what?
You know she crazy enough to do that, Marlo.
Peppa, look, that's just crazy.
Yep.
How Joy could still be so obsessed with Simon, though?
I don't think she really wants Simon, you know. I think she just don't want to see him with me. You know them kind of woman.
Well, Peppa girl, I would have done get a restraining order, wouldn't she? It's not funny, Peppa.
All skin teeth na laugh.
So when you gonna tell Simon?
I waiting for the right time.
Peppa, y'all ever find out who was calling Simon and claiming to be Caleb's father?
No, but Eva is convinced Joy's behind it.
And I believe that too.
I can get to the bottom of it, you know.
Oh gosh. Girl, look, I just so glad that the one child mother Anil had before me, all the way in Canada, and she don't give me no problems.
The girl ain't gonna bring the child for Anil to see though. Look how long Anil and see son.
That is veggie call. But yeah, I agree.
Why Anil don't go and see?
He was talking the other day about getting a Canadian visa to go.
Good. I hope he gets through.
Is Kavita messaging me?
Oh?
Peppa girl, look. You won't believe the rumor that Coretta started about Sharona and Kavita.
Once it's Coretta, I would believe anything.
Girl, she tell Miss Bibi and Mrs. Sunny how she been by the boutique and Sharona and Kavita look like they're more than just friends. You gonna hear when I end up in the lockups for Coretta.
Mother try there. Troublemaking spirits like Coretta ain't worth it.
Peppa, look, I gotta talk to she. She trying to set me child up knowing how people feel about gay people. And, you know, it's not even a case where you know it's true.
Yeah, that is so crazy.
Look, I go into Coretta. She gonna get it right when it comes to my child.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.
With 70% ethyl alcohol, Mighty Foam Hand Sanitizer eliminates 99.99% of all germs and even moisturizes in the process, leaving your skin clean and hydrated. Mighty Foam Hand Sanitizer. How do you stay clean?